Congress's omnibus spending and tax extender bills will benefit agriculture, according to the American Farm Bureau and other farm groups. They will provide relief to the American farmers and ranchers, but they were disappointed that they did not stop the Waters of U.S. rule. According to that, a provision to stop the EPA's unlawful waters of the U.S. rule was left out of the package, as was language that would have set a nationwide standard for labeling of food containing generically modified ingredients. Congress's failure to act will bring the heavy cost of a patchwork of state labeling mandates to farmers and consumers as early as next month. According to Bob Stallman of the American Farm Bureau, he said, "We are truly disappointed that Congress did not include legislation to stop the implementation of WOTUS, which is the water section. The courts have already expressed serious legal concerns about the rule, and the U.S. Government Accountability Office has concluded that EPA broke the law with its covert propaganda campaign to drum up ill-informed support for it." He said, "We remain committed to working with Congress to stop EPA and help American landowners, businesses, and state and local governments avoid years in the court to overturn that rule. This measure undeniably resulted from an illegal and deceptive process," he said. Also, they said Farm Bureau supports the COOL program, that is labeling, that is in line with the world trade rules. Current COOL programs, unfortunately, risk serious retaliation by Canada and Mexico now that the World Trade Organization has approved more than $1 billion in tariffs against America beef, pork, and other U.S. commodities if COOL is not changed. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.